What's up? I'm Amanda Costco, and you're listening to the Electric Runway Podcast, a podcast exploring the intersection of fashion and technology. Thanks so much for tuning in. While some companies are dipping their toes into experimenting with digital technology, you could say my next guest has put both feet forward. Sandra Galt is the CEO and founder of True Galt, a company that is revolutionizing the way we buy shoes. On TrueGalt.com, customers are invited to engage in an array of digital technology, from a scanning app that helps me make sure I get the perfect fit for my feet, to a design software that lets me customize colors and textures. Shoes start at $250 a pair and are shipped to your door in the US and Canada. Here to tell us more about the future of footwear is Sandra Galt of True Galt. So Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for those who don't know, let's start with the kind of high-level elevator pitch. What is True Galt?
Thanks for asking. First of all, True Galt is a high-tech fashion company that uses 3D imaging technology to scan women's feet and makes gorgeous high-heel shoes that are designed to fit your feet. And you do this all via an iPhone app.
Yeah, that's the part that's so exciting to me, because we've heard a lot of these different scanners and fit technologies, but the equipment is big and cumbersome. This is actually something that customers are able to do at home from the comfort of, you know, their own smartphone, and they're able to get custom made shoes. So I'm really, really excited about this, both because I love shoes and I love technology. So you're speaking to kind of like a geek in heels here at the moment. So
yeah, it's funny that you said geek in heel in high heels, because that's what my team calls me, is the geek in high heel.
Oh, that's great.
Because we, like you, have a love for fashion or for high heels and dress shoes in general. And we do 2-inch and 4-inch. And you are right. You can do this all from the comfort of your home using an iPhone, either an iPhone 5 or higher. We will do Android. Android will be coming out soon, but right now we do iPhone only. And it only takes about 10 minutes to scan your feet. When you're done, you don't have to scan again. And then you just pick your shoes via the app at that point or on the web. And we never asked for your shoe size, because it becomes completely irrelevant. These shoes are made specifically for your left foot and your right foot. And I don't know if you knew, Amanda, but we've scanned over 2,000 women, and nearly 98.9% of the women have different size feet. Your left is different than your right.
I knew it.
In some cases, by a whole size.
Wow. I knew it, because I've always had two different size feet. I thought I was an anomaly, but the more I talk to more women, the more I'm noticing that this problem is, or this challenge, I guess, is something that many people face. So I'm interested to know, like, walk me through, because it's not just the app. You have this amazing design software that is very customer facing, that allows people to customize their shoes. So if you could maybe walk me through the experience, if I'm going to go and buy a pair of shoes from your website at truegalt.com, what can I expect? What different technologies am I going to encounter?
Yeah, so we've made the experience super easy and fun for the customer. So go to our website. They can either go to the website, or they can go to the Apple Store, and they can register and download the app. And when they get the app downloaded onto their phone, they can actually see the shoes just like they would on the website. And all the shoes are customizable or personalizable. They can select from, we have 20 different styles. We have over 10, 15 different leathers that they can pick from, and they can design their shoe whichever way they want. And then when they go to scan, so they can buy and then scan, or they can scan now and then buy. And when they go to scan, all they need is a hard floor, like a hardwood floor, and an 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper that they pull out of their printer. Just a white piece of paper that they put down on the floor, and they put their naked foot partway on the piece of paper and on the floor. they roll up their pants, they sit at their chair, they have their glass of wine, they're watching TV or they're talking to their girlfriend. And all the app does is walks them through taking three pictures of each foot, the inside, the top, and the outside. And we have them actually do that twice. So they do it on their right foot, and then they do it on their left foot, and then they repeat, and they do it again on the left, on the right, and then on the left. And we just do that because we like, it's new technology, so we like to get two sets of scans, make sure they're within specs, and we do all the heavy lifting. So the app then creates a 3D image of your foot that we see on the back end, and we then take it from there, and the customer simply goes and buys their shoes. They purchase it for $250 a pair for our, either our 2-inch or 4-inch, and our boots are $350. And we quote that we deliver shoes in 4 weeks, but we usually deliver in less than 4 weeks. And they're handmade in Spain and drop shipped directly to the consumer. And what's really neat is you only have to scan once. Once you're in the system, we record all of the measurements and the biomechanics of each foot and store it digitally, along with your pattern and your shoes digitally. So you can just reorder anytime you want or rebuy. And even if you bought a style that you thought was good for the spring of 2017 and it's now 2020, and you want to remake that shoe, we have no problem. We can just pull that pattern right out of our system and make that shoe for you. So everything that we do is done digitally. And so for the consumer, they get the ability to make the choice, and they get to know that all of that information is always there and available at any one time. It's almost like they have their own personal custom shoe designed factory and support system ready and waiting 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yeah, and that's so amazing, because there's nothing more frustrating than falling in love with a pair of shoes and then going to buy them again, and then they're out of stock from your favorite retailer. So this is kind of ensuring that your favorites are always going to be there. And then in addition, you're tapping into so many trends right now. This idea of fit, as I mentioned, is definitely hot right now. And this idea of customization and personalization is really a growing trend, and it's becoming something that customers are demanding. So I'm wondering, in your opinion, where do you think this is coming from, this idea of tailor-made? It was, you know, an idea a little while ago, but it seems to be coming back. And where do you think that comes from?
Well, you know, it's funny. When shoes first came out, we're talking, you know, 150 years ago, there was cobblers every corner of major cities, much like there are Starbucks coffee places here. And you would go and they would make a mold for your foot and they'd make shoes. And then mass production came in and companies started making the same shoe 100,000 times over, and you would go to retail. And because of all the new technology coming and that's available in the technology that we built, consumers are really starting to trend away from doing something that is common across the masses. They now want things that are designed to make their lives easier and better and more fulfilling. You can see it in the car industry. You can see it in the airline industry. You can see it, obviously, in fashion. And fashion is a very much of an emotional, feel-good industry. And this is the first time that you're seeing technology and fashion come together. And with that, consumers are actually doing the same thing that they've always done. Much like we talk on cell phones today and smartphones, we always wanted to communicate with each other, everyone else. We used to use landlines, and before that, we wrote letters and mailed them. But now we use smartphones, and the same thing is happening here, where now we can bring the factory and the design and the technology directly to the consumer and skip over the middleman and give the masses this ability to have what only the very wealthy could do, which is bespoke, customized, and personalized shoes that are made to fit. Now we can deliver this directly to the consumers. In fact, many times we're kind of called the Warby Parker of high heels. Warby Parker did this a few years ago where they broke the eyeglass, where the prescription eyeglass industry, and you did it all over digitally. And now you're seeing that happen with shoes. So consumers are seeing the benefits of this, and they're seeing the cost advantage of doing this. And they don't, in our world, no longer have to fit inside a mold that fashion is telling them that they have to fit to. Rather, fashion fits them, and that's what we deliver.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, and I really like the parallel to Warby Parker. Now, it seems to me that there's companies in the kind of accessories and footwear space that are trying to do what you're doing. I think, obviously, Truegulk's doing a very successful job of it, but the problem of fit, and I keep coming back to it because it's such a point of friction for online shopping. You know, I want to order something online, but I don't know how it's going to fit me, so I don't end up making that purchase. You're eliminating that because mm-hmm. the shoes are made for my feet. So I want to talk about the app a little bit. What's so special about it that you're confident you're able to deliver an accurate fit?
Well, with our technology, our smart technology that is behind the scenes, behind the app, we know that we can get that very, very, very precise. And it's because it's not just the scanning of the foot, but it's also understanding how material science plays into the equation. So we are also engineers in material science. So the quality of the leather, and all of our shoes are made with the highest quality leather. But they're also not too stiff. If they're too stiff, it has a negative impact on fit. If they're too loose, you know, the leather stretches a lot, it can become a problem. We don't like to think of a shoe that you get and have you be told, oh, just let it stretch out. We don't believe in that. A shoe that comes from Truegulk actually feels like a glove that you would put on your hand. It feels nice and snug. It doesn't hurt. And as you wear it, it actually feels better. And so our shoes feel like an extension of the foot. And that's because we not only do the measurements, but we do the biomechanics of your feet. We can see, for example, like if you have a different shape around one foot over the other, like you might have really narrow heels, but a wider front foot, long toes versus short toes. And then the padding and the materials that we use within the product itself helps with the overall fit. And because fit is sort of subjective, we've figured out quantitatively how to actually put that in a mathematical model, because what you think is comfortable or fit may not be what I think is a fit. But we've scanned enough women now to actually see mathematically what that means, and the consumer doesn't even know that we do that, but we're smart enough. In fact, we get smarter every time we scan, so our technology gets better and better with everyone scanning, and our algorithms get better. So we've had customers who have 5 or 6 pairs of shoes from us, and they're like, Sandra, this last pair, my fifth pair of shoes from you feel better than the first pair. How is that? And I'm like, that's because our technology is getting better. In fact, think of us like Apple and Jimmy Choo. Smash those two companies together, and that, in fact, is Truegulk.
That's so exciting. And to think that women have been walking around in heels for this long and they're still uncomfortable, a lot of the shoes out there, it's kind of crazy to think when you talk about pain points that your business is trying to solve. I read an anecdote in the recent coverage that Truegulk had in Forbes about how you were fitting women and you were kind of analyzing their feet based on this prosthetics fit. Maybe you could tell the anecdote again, but it was basically like for a prosthetics company, and that's how you were gathering your initial foot data when you didn't have any data when you were just starting out. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, when you start a company, and whether it's what we're doing or any other industry, you have to really figure out if there's a product to market fit. And we always knew we wanted to build an iPhone app. We always knew that that was the way to scale it worldwide so that every woman, no matter how old she is or how young she is, how tall she is, how how much she weighs, et cetera, she could always have the ability to get a gorgeous pair of high heel shoes or shoes that fit her beautifully so that she feels confident. But to get there, we didn't know at the time if we could make this technology work on an iPhone. So we partnered with a kind of medical company that started out in the medical industry and was scanning on a stationary device, and it would scan one leg from the knee down, and they were working with orthotics and they were working with prosthetics. And when I saw that technology, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I can modify this to use it for what I envision TrueGault to be, which is where we are today. And so we partnered with them, and we actually went out and we started collecting data. And I got to tell you, Amanda, when I first did this, you know, I would bring this portable scanner to a place where there would be women, and I would say, hey, you want to donate your feet to science? And I would explain to them what I was trying to do. And what I found was women completely understood the value proposition immediately. And they're like, of course, I will donate my feet. And they would step up on the scanner and I would get them scanned and I would keep them informed about what we were doing. And then we came out with one shoe style. It was a 4-inch almond toe pump with a small platform. And we started making that one shoe. And we started figuring out what was fitting and what wasn't fitting. And those women who originally donated their feet to science wanted that shoe. They come back and they say, I'll buy that shoe. And then we would get the shoe to them, and then we'd learn. And every time we delivered a pair of shoes, we learned a lot about what each person thought. And we turned that information into data. And then that data turned into an algorithm that now we have automated. And it's actually in the cloud. It's a SaaS platform for on-demand, direct-to-consumer, customized products. Could be shoes in the future. You know, it's shoes today for women. It could be shoes for men in the future, shoes for kids. It could be knee boots from the knee down. And, you know, we could start from the feet and work all the way up the body now. But the cool thing is that these women went through the journey with me because the problem was such a big issue around fit and comfort. And these women are anywhere between the age of 25 to 55. And the older age is like, I'm tired of wearing shoes that don't fit. And the younger group is saying, I don't want feet like my mom. I want to invest in myself. I'm more health conscious. I worry about what I eat. I'm a runner. And I don't want to have bunions when I grow older. So I want to invest in a great pair of shoes. And it makes sense to them because they're investing in sneakers to run. Why not invest in a pair of $250 gorgeous high heel shoes that are made to fit your left foot and then your right foot? So we then got enough data to realize, wait a minute. We now know that we can build this technology so it can work on an iPhone. And we got the right core technology partners together, and we actually designed this from scratch. And here we are. So we no longer use that stationary scanner. We only use the app that runs on an iPhone. And as I mentioned earlier, our intention is to make it work on an Android also.
That's so exciting. So it started with one pair of shoes, but now you have this kind of shoe creator dashboard where I can go in and I can play with colors and textures. Tell me about this dashboard and how is it kind of outsourcing design to the user?
Well, that's also really interesting. One of the things that I should say is almost everyone that works at TrueGault, except for my partner out in Spain, who is a second generation high heel shoe manufacturer and like the best, awesome at what he does. None of us came from the shoe industry. So we do everything backwards. Like we don't think like traditional shoe people. For example, a shoe that gets to retail or even to like Zappos, it can take upwards to 9 months to 1 year to get actually into the hands of a distribution model like Zappos or let's say Macy's. Because TrueGault does everything digitally, we actually design our shoes and our collection digitally, and it only takes us a couple weeks to come up with a design, and we actually have our base of customers vote up and down those styles. So the styles you're seeing in the app are actually voted on and selected by the base of our customers. And our shoes are named after our customers. So if there's a new trend that comes out that hits the streets of New York City and everybody's going crazy, TrueVault can truly be quick to market. We're almost like the Zara of shoes, but we've done it all digitally. And what's neat is we sell directly to the consumer. We know if that product fits or doesn't fit, if they like it or they don't like it, because they are at the very beginning of the process. They are part of the community. We're not just like your traditional e-commerce. We're building a community of really smart women who are investing in themselves, and they realize that they're part of this really cool startup that helps design the shoes. And when they get their shoes, they actually give feedback right through the app. It's part of the product. And they do it right through the app. And then a shoeologist, one of our great shoeologists, might call them if they have any questions or something's not quite right, because we guarantee fit. We'll remake that shoe until they're happy on our dime. And so this customer is getting truly direct white glove service through their app in a digital way. And then, of course, as we talked about earlier, if there's a shoe design that they loved 5 years ago and it's 2020, they want us to make it, we'll be like, no problem. We'll just pull their file out and make the shoe. So seasons, there are no seasons in our mind. You should be able to get a beautiful pink suede shoe in the middle of winter, and in the hot summer days, you should be able to buy black crocodile boots without any problems. So that's why we do it differently. And we think differently. We carry no inventory. We only have raw goods. We don't think of shoes like pairs. Like when you go to any store, they'll say, what's your shoe size? And you'll say, oh, I'm an 8. And they'll pull out a pair of shoes, right and left, or size 8. We never ask you what your size foot is. We think it's irrelevant. Let us take care of the trouble of figuring out how to fit your feet. And who cares if one foot is a size 9 and the other is a 9.5 wide? Who cares? We actually look at each product, each shoe. Each left foot is a different product than the right foot. We look at each foot as its own individual product. And it goes down the assembly line in that fashion. And we're like, you know, when you get a great outfit and you get it tailored, you look fantastic in the suit, regardless of the shape of your body, because it's tailored to you. Well, this is what we're doing with shoes.
Yeah. Amen. It's very, very exciting. Now, I want to talk about fulfillment. You mentioned that you're kind of like the Zara of footwear. What does your back end look like? Who do you have relationships with that you're able to provide this level of customization en masse?
Well, we actually are the ones that built the technology so that we can do this. And the partnerships that we work on are really in the supply chain with the leathers, and we have the best quality leathers from Italy and Spain that we use in our factory. And our factory is all using smart technology versus mass producing technology. So the technology that we use to build our product that's in the cloud, is a lot of it is open source or standard tools that you would build any other kind of product. And we just sat down, and we're all geeks in high heels, and we basically started re-engineering on a white piece of paper, what would the ideal shoe company look like? And what's the ideal value proposition that we can give to a consumer? And that's where we started, and we started using our background in either e-commerce or in digital imaging or process development or product development. And we started applying our skill sets to build this very unique platform that no one else has. And that platform is completely scalable. So the back end is, think of it like Google search engine. When Google first started coming out and you would search, it was okay. It wasn't bad. But the more and more people used it, the better and better it got, to the point where it almost thinks for you. We took that same kind of idea and applied it to our platform. So the faster we scan and the more you use us, the better the product becomes. And so much that we now can, in the future, have all sorts of other cool technology that I can't talk about right now, but you'll see come out in the near future that actually enhances that experience for the consumer, because we know exactly what they're doing and they know, and they're giving feedback exactly on their feeling of the entire process. And I don't know if you've ever had an experience, but you know, when you buy a product from anyone that sells shoes, they never really ask you, how was the shoe fit? How did it fit? And put that as part of the product. You just basically send it back to them, or maybe you keep it and bear with the issues that you might be feeling inside your shoes.
Yeah. And it's 2017. Our shoes, we should be able to do this, right? It seems like a given. It seems like a no-brainer, but I haven't seen anything out there that's doing quite what TrueGault is doing. And so I think that speaks to the kind of power of it right now and the need for it.
Yeah, you're right. And you brought up a good point here, which is, you're right. The reason you don't see it is because what we're doing is really, really, really hard. And there are days where like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? Because nobody's done it before. And nobody believed, when I first came up with this idea, nobody in the shoe industry believed that you could actually scan a foot flat, which is what we do, raise it 4 inches, and put it into a pointed high heel shoe and make it feel good. They're like, it's not going to happen, Sandra. In fact, they were encouraging me to like just start with flat. And I'm like, if I start with flats, I'll never get to the holy grail. And the holy grail to me was high heels. And if I could do a 4-inch high heel, I could do a 2-inch high heel. I could do a 6-inch high heel. I could do flats. I could do all sorts. I could do men's shoes. I could do all sorts of people. So I focused exclusively on that 4-inch. And it was hard. And it is now not as hard because we figured it out. But we are, you know, understanding the biomechanics and material science and digital imaging and manufacturing and customer feedback all into one big system. And what's really funny is when I present this to consumers, especially women, they go, this is brilliant. Like, why didn't somebody else come up with this? Why did it take so long for this to happen? And the answer is, it's so difficult that the traditional shoe companies can't get their head around it. And secondly, and the shoe industry had a study done that basically said it's going to take somebody from the outside that's got an entrepreneurial experience and no knowledge about how the industry works in order for them to break the rules. And we've basically broken the mold. But I love when women say, oh my God, this is brilliant. Like, why didn't somebody else come up with this before? And so it's cool to hear them say that because they get it, but it's really hard. It's really hard. It's much harder than, you know, scanning your face to fit a pair of glasses.
Right. Because the ergonomics that are involved in all of it. Now, is your customer coming to you because they want the custom fit and they want to design their own shoe? Or could I go to your website and, you know, use the app, scan my feet, but then choose from designs that are already put forward by people who are maybe more stylish than me or have better eye for current trends, that sort of thing. So I want the kind of customization aspect of it, but not the personalization aspect of it, if that makes sense. Can I do that?
Yeah. What happens is, what we found is the perfect medium. There's not so much customization that you feel like you have to go hire a stylist to figure out what heel height and what, you know, bow and buckle and all that stuff. We basically give you curated designs that are well true, that are on mark, that consumers really love. And you can apply all sorts of different leathers, and those leathers are picked by our base of customers and in trends that we see in the industry. And so that you're always on point. So anything that you do buy from us is always going to be fashionable. We're not going to let you customize something so that you end up looking like a clown walking down Fifth Avenue. We don't want that. We want the person to know that they can have choices. They can customize it and personalize it to their liking, but we will always make sure that what they end up with is really beautiful. And they'll know that it's been curated and it's on point. It's the paradox of choice. If you have too many choices, you probably won't buy. But you want to have enough choices so that you really do feel like you can put your own personality to it. We do have women, for example, that will just say, hey, I really want to do all these kind of things with my shoe. And we're like, great. And we have other women that just say, you know what? I love this style. I want it in black. I want it in black crocodile or black snake or black Napa or black suede. And we're like, cool, it's going to look gorgeous any way that you do it.
So yeah.
There are materials that we make sure that we don't put into our collection that we feel may cause, you know, a shoe to look awkward, for example. And we're excited about that because our styles are very classic. They're very reliable, and we will start adding new curated kind of content over time that's specific to different types of events like weddings or cocktail, you know, evening and business wear. And you'll see us do that in the near future.
And now what about opening up your technology to other shoe retailers, to other, you know, like the Aldos of the world, let's say, if they wanted to leverage your insights to make their shoes custom, would you be open to working with them? Or are you focused on kind of having a closed system where this is your kind of key offering just yourself?
Well, listen, we think that we have a fantastic platform that can be scalable not only worldwide to all of the consumers that want to buy true golf shoes, but we also think it's licensable and it can be leveraged in other ways, whether it be other shoe companies. You know, we kind of have been coined as the Steve Jobs of the footwear industry. We're sort of the renegades, but we believe we have something that can really reform and retransform the footwear industry. And if you don't mind bringing in it very much into the 21st century. And if there are companies out there like Aldo and other shoe companies that are interested in that, we would be more than glad to entertain those types of conversations because it benefits all of us. And technology should be used in a way that really helps transform industries as a whole, which then ultimately benefits the consumer. And that's what we're doing, is bringing something that is a very strong value proposition and cost-effective directly to the consumer. And if they can get it in five other ways, we would love to know and hear about that. You know, we'd love to talk to people like that.
Very interesting. So just a couple more questions before I let you go. As I understand it, you're a serial entrepreneur and this is not your first business. And you mentioned you don't come from the shoe industry. Can you talk a little bit about your background and maybe some of the other companies that you've been involved in? And then what finally kind of pushed you into putting both feet forward, let's say, into this industry?
I like that. Both feet forward. I always get a lot of shoe puns and toe puns and things like that. That was a good one. I like that. And so I would say, first of all, I have a master's from the University of Rochester, and I did that when I was at Kodak. And so I really started my career in corporate America at IBM and then at Kodak. And I loved those two companies. And I realized in those companies that I loved building products and product marketing. And that's where I became pretty passionate about and had a lot of experience. And I was on the Kodak side, I was on the digital world. So I was on the digital side with digital cameras and inkjet printing and thermal dye sublimation printing. And it was really cool, the tech that we had. But we all know what happened with Kodak, right? It was, you know, they couldn't get out from underneath the traditional way of thinking on traditional film. But I had left Kodak when the dot-com activity in near around 2000 was happening. And I kind of blindly took a leap of faith and joined some startups. And I went through that wild ride. And it was such a great experience because it was a big contrast from corporate America, where you had resources and, you know, all these things going on, to a startup where you were trying to build something, and technology was moving really fast at that time, and many crazy. It was the wild, wild west, if you will, of the high-tech industry. And the last startup, so the first startup was a goal-setting kind of tool that we built, and we ended up selling it to another company. And then I got involved with the last startup, which was a voiceover IP company called Voice Over the Internet. We built a system for small to medium-sized businesses to make phone calls over the internet and save on long distance. And that was during the Skype days. And that was really exciting, super hard technology that we developed and brought to market. And then we sold it to a large telecom company called Paytech. And that's when I realized, wait a minute, okay, I actually really like startups. And while that Paytech company wanted me to come back and work for them, I kind of took this, again, a leap of faith and said, you know, my passion, my what's tugging my heart is to do another startup and really do my own vision. The other startups, I was, you know, in the senior management team, I was a principal partner, but I hadn't developed everything. And so I said to myself, I think I have one more in me. And what would it be? And I always loved fashion. And over the years, I had gotten skilled in technology and business. So I combined those three technologies, fashion, technology, and business. And I knew it would be in those three categories, but I had no idea what it would be. And I didn't think I wanted to be a fashion designer, but I knew I wanted some kind of like wearable technology. And meanwhile, my whole life, I have had a shoe fetish. I love shoes. I love high heels. I love getting them. I like collecting them. And I eventually came up with this idea when I was speaking to a person who was admiring my Jimmy Choos. And she said, I said, well, why don't you wear them? I always would throw my shoes off and say, hey, wear them. She said, no way. I said, why? She said, the heel's too high. My foot's short and squatty. They look horrible. I can never get a shoe that fits. And so over a glass of wine, I was just like, well, what if we customized it? And we went back and forth, and this was at a party. And by the end of the party, we'd stopped talking. She had moved on. By the end of the party, you know how a conversation gets elaborated as it gets passed on from one person to the next. I, not knowing that that was what was going on, by the end of the night, women were tapping me on the back of the shoulder and saying, excuse me, are you the shoe lady? Here's my business card. I would really love a pair of custom shoes that you have. When can I get them? And I was like, what? I don't even, you know, I was like, are you kidding me? And so that was in Miami, and I flew back the next day to New York City, and I wrote the value proposition for True Vault on my laptop that day. And I put it away for about 6 or 9 months because I was looking at all these other ideas. And then I brought it back out and I started noodling on it. And I started talking to people and I started coming up with the vision. And I started researching the footwear industry and realizing, oh my gosh, this is antiquated. This industry is small and it doesn't have a lot of tech. And they still make the same shoe the way they've done it for years. And a size 8 is not always a size 8 in someone else's collection. But yet we as women are forced to sort of fit into this fashion mold. You know, whatever they think is a size 8, then therefore we have to fit into it. And I thought this was crazy. There's got to be a better way. And I know there's a demand out there. So noodles on it again for another year, really spent my own money and time going around Europe. And I actually took a class. I took a class, an apprenticeship class, with this wonderful lady who taught me how to make a high heel shoe from scratch.
Wow.
And so I did that. Yep. I made a pair of high heel shoes all by myself. And it was probably the best investment I made because when I went to the factories, I knew how to make a high heel shoe and I knew the components and I understood the process. And so I wasn't coming in as like this, hey, I'm coming up with these great designs. Can you go make these shoes? I understood and I had a product management background and I had an imaging technology background. So I just ended up leveraging that and following my passion. And I went, no pun intended, but it's true, I went one foot at a time and I just put one foot in front of the other and I learned. And there were days where I thought, oh my God, what did I get myself into or am I going to make it? And I, more importantly, brought in a great team. At True Vault, we have like the best team. It's small, but they're smart and they're passionate and they know that we're breaking a lot of barriers here and we're making something different. And we are building a really beautiful vision that's going to affect millions of women around the world in a very positive way. So when things got tough on us and we would deliver a pair of shoes to a woman and she'd put them on and she would get this amazing feeling and she would say, I can't believe how good these shoes feel. Your 4-inch feels like a 2-inch and your 2-inch feels like a flat. I never experienced anything like that before. And we'd see it in her eyes, and we'd see how she'd stand up straighter, and we'd see how she felt more confident and 20 years younger. That motivated us to go back and keep moving forward, and here we are. So I have to really thank the team, and more importantly, every single one of those women who I asked, will you donate your feet to science? And they said yes, because that's how we got here.
And do you still have that same first pair of shoes that you made?
Yes, I do. I call them my Dorothy shoes. I signed them and I have them. And I hope someday I'll put them in, like, you know, a glass shelf where everybody can see them. But yeah, I still have them.
That's fantastic. So just a couple more questions for you, Sandra. I totally appreciate your time and sharing your vision and your journey with us. But as somebody who's working at the intersection of fashion and technology, I'd love to know, what do you think fashion can learn from technology, and vice versa? I want to turn the question on its head. What do you think technology can learn from fashion?
Oh, that's a good question. So let's start the technology side first, because what you find is that technology, if it's not done right, is always going to be looking for a solution. You want technology to be solving a solution versus the other way around. So what technology can learn from fashion is that there are a lot of qualitative aspects of a consumer and what a person thinks about from a fashion standpoint. And you need to take that into consideration when you're delivering the technology, whether it is a new e-commerce platform. You have to think about the day in the life of that person buying that fashion product. What are they thinking, and how should it be delivered to them in a technology fashion? On the fashion side, there is a ton of things that technology can do for fashion. Fashion, while people like to have, everybody has an opinion in fashion, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what the right answer is. But if fashion can use data and follow data and take the emotion out of it, they will in fact make better fashion products. And case in point, you might have someone that says, this is an amazing shoe design and you should make this design. And I'll be like, yeah, it is a beautiful shoe. But is it what my customers are actually asking for? And I can identify that now as to whether or not they're going to actually ask for it. And maybe it is a great idea. And I can put it out there. And if it doesn't sell, it tells me something. For case in point, when I first came up with this company and we were coming out with the designs, and I think we only had like maybe, I'm going to say like 300 or 400 people through the process, I came up with all these shoe designs. And we had like 50 different designs, and we did a quick survey. And I had some that I absolutely loved. And I said, I know this is going to be the one they'll pick. They didn't pick any of the ones I liked. None of them.
Wow.
And I had to step back and go, okay, wait a minute. I have to look at what this data is telling me. And I have to go with those shoes. The data is telling me this. My passion was telling me something else, right? And so that's where I think fashion can learn from technology. Like, there's nothing wrong with looking at the data to help you guide your passion. And on the technology side, using that qualitative understanding of what the customer's really experiencing and put it into quantitative terms so that you truly are solving a problem with the technology versus having the technology looking for a problem to solve. And in fashion and tech, the problem that you see is that sometimes it's too much fashion and not enough tech. And in other cases, it's too much technology and not enough fashion. And the person that loses in the middle is the person that is your target customer. And I think TrueGault has the best balance between both fashion and technology.
Yes, I would absolutely agree with that. I can't wait to order my first pair of TrueGault shoes to try them for myself. And just before I let you go, I'm going to get you to remind our listeners of the website where they can order, as well as tell us how we can follow you and stay in touch with all that you're doing, including these new technological developments that you mentioned.
Absolutely. So the best thing is to go to TrueGault.com. That is TrueGault.com, and you can sign up or you can go to the Apple Store. And please follow us on our Facebook, our Instagram and our Twitter, all TruGault, T-R-U-G-A-U-L-T. And you can also follow me, Sandra Gault, at Sandra M. Gault on Twitter. And I'd be glad to talk to anybody who is interested in learning more about TruGault, or even if I can help anyone out there that's interested in doing fashion tech products or has a concept. I think we can all learn from each other. So it's TruGault, TRUEGAULT.com.
Perfect. Well, Sandra, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I know our listeners appreciate it, and I'm certain that they're very excited to learn about custom shoes that they can kind of design themselves and make from the comfort of their own home. This is a very exciting idea that you're working on. Congrats to you and your team, and we look forward to what else you do in the future.
Thank you, Amanda. Please, I'd love to come back and give you an update, and I can't wait to see you in our shoes.
Great, thank you.
That was the fascinating and inspirational Sandra Gault of TruGault. To order your own pair of custom high heels made to fit your feet, check them out online. They're at TruGault.com. Download their app in the App Store. For images and video from the company, check out the accompanying blog post on ElectricRunway.com. We always put out a post for each podcast so you can watch what you hear. I'm so excited about the future of footwear, and I feel like our feet are in good hands knowing that they're our female entrepreneurs such as Sandra leading this charge. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, here's looking towards the future. Music from today's episode by Daniel Zambo. Thank you.